From trauma to joie de vivre. How is that possible? Welcome to Post Trauma Secrets and Decluttering, where we go behind the scene and reveal how to free yourself. Come and discover the four dimensions of a decluttering journey with your hosts, Valerie Huart and JM Tetro.
Hello, everyone. I'm JM.
And I'm Valerie. Welcome to our channel. We're here. We explore the fascinating world of cognitive processes and personal development.
And today, we're diving deep into the executive function, those crucial mental skills that help us manage our lives, achieve our goals, and stay emotionally balanced.
Understanding these functions is key to both personal and professional success. So let's get started.
First, planning. It's all about breaking down tasks into small steps, setting goals, and determining the resource you need.
Right. And closely linked to that is organization. It's not just about a tidy desk, but arranging those thoughts, tasks, and even digital files in a way that makes sense and is easy to access.
Then there's prioritization. It helps you focus on what really matters, ensuring you allocate time and resource effectively.
Decision-making is another crucial one. It's the process of evaluating options based on criteria you've set. It's about making choices that align with your goals and values.
And let's not forget about working memory. It's like your brain's notepad, where you hold and manipulate information while you're in the middle of doing something.
Time management is next. It's about using your time wisely to achieve your goals and complete tasks efficiently.
Absolutely. And now, emotional regulation, that's a big one. It's about controlling and managing your emotion in a way that promotes well-being.
Inhibition is crucial too. It involves resisting impulses and regulating your behavior to stay focused on the long-term goals.
Cognitive flexibility is next. It's the ability to adapt to change and switch between tasks effectively.
Task initiation. It's about starting and completing tasks efficiently without procrastination.
And then monitoring. It's about keeping track of your progress and evaluating your performance.
And finally, goal-directed persistence, the drive to persevere and maintain effort towards a goal, even in the face of obstacles or distractions.
Now, let's talk about how trauma can impact these executive functions. Trauma can clutter not just our physical space, but our mental space too.
Absolutely, JM. Trauma can disrupt our ability to organize, prioritize, and even regulate emotions.
But there's hope. Understanding neuroscience and the impact of trauma is the first step towards healing and regaining control of these functions.
That's why we're here. We're here to help. We have resources, tools, and strategies to guide you on this journey. They are all on our website.
Remember, mastering executive function is a journey, and we're here to guide you every step of the way.
So, if you want to dive deeper, check out our website and sign up for our newsletter. We share tips, insights, and updates on our latest programs. Thank you for joining us today. Here's to unlocking your potential and achieving your best life.
See you in the next video.
Thank you so much for taking time to listen to this episode. If you want to help break the trauma stigma, share this episode and give hope to your friends and let them know it is possible to get free from trauma. Valerie and JM want to help you further by offering you Declutter Your Life 101. Be sure to go to dowellht.com/free yourself. That's dowellht.com/free yourself to get your free quick summary and start your decluttering journey. Thanks again for tuning in, and be sure to join us next time to discover another secret on Post Trauma Secrets and Decluttering.